Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to a particular issue of zakat, and that is, it is generally understood that giving zakat to Sayyids or to the Banu Hashim, who are the Prophet's family, it is said that it is forbidden. We should not give zakat to Sayyids. Generally, this prohibition is based on a narrative in which it is said that once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Hasan ibn Ali, that he had put a fruit that had been received in charity in his mouth, and the Prophet immediately asked him to immediately throw it out of his mouth. And on the basis, and he again further remarked that we people do not accept charity. So on the basis of this narrative, people say that zakat cannot be given, or sadaqat cannot be given to Sayyids, that is people who belong to the Prophet's family. And obviously they think that this prohibition is an eternal prohibition. Now it needs to be understood that all such narratives need to be understood in the light of the Quran. We cannot understand a narrative in the isolated sense. We cannot isolate it from the Quran. It has to have its basis in the Quran. And if we relate this narrative to its basis in the Quran, we find that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the ruler of the Muslims, was actually relieved of earning, and his share and his livelihood was fixed, and that was given him. This livelihood was given to him through the spoils of war, or the wealth of fair, which was diverted to him. So therefore, he thought and he deemed it proper that since the he has a share, and he and his family has a share in the spoils of war, so therefore there is no need at all for his family to accept zakat, because the shares from the spoils of war is sufficient. And we know that this share existed in the time of the Prophet, and later on, immediately, it also existed after him until his family remained intact. However, it is obvious that once the Prophet and his family passed away, this share no longer needed to be such. And so therefore, it is absolutely wrong to conclude that the prohibition of zakah on Sayyids is something eternal. As I said, since it belonged to the Prophet and his immediate family, and the time is of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the time which immediately followed him, so therefore this prohibition stands null once this once they passed away. And today, and after that time, zakat can and sadaqat can be given to the Sayyids, and there is absolutely no prohibition. We need to understand that it was the Prophet's own sensitivity to this fact that he thought that since he and his family have been given this share from the spoils of war, so therefore it is sufficient for him and his family to maintain themselves. And for this very reason, he prohibited sadaqah or zakat on his family. And it is absolutely clear that this prohibition, of course, belongs to him and his immediate family. It has no relation to people who come after that, even if they belong to his family. So today we can give zakat to the Sayyids, and there is absolutely no problem in this. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.